Hey there, food fans. Ready for a deep dive into the future of agriculture?
Always ready to dig in.
You brought us this really fascinating article from Future World. It's part of their Understanding the Future of Agriculture series.
Yeah, it's a good one. Really makes you think about the food on your plate, you know?
Totally. And we know you're not new to this conversation, so we're skipping the Ag 101 and jumping right into the five forces they say are going to, totally transform how our food gets from farm to fork.
Yeah, and what's interesting is it's not just about growing more food. It's about doing it smarter, more sustainably, especially with all the curveballs the world's throwing at us.
And the article doesn't shy away from that. They dive right into this tech takeover. And I gotta say, some of this stuff is straight out of a sci-fi movie, like using AI to predict crop diseases before they even happen.
Right. It's like giving farmers a crystal ball. Early detection is everything. It could mean the difference between a bountiful harvest and total loss.
Exactly. Could that mean, more stable food prices for everyone?
It's definitely possible. I mean, think about it. This whole precision agriculture thing is giving farmers these incredible tools. Like, imagine knowing exactly how much water each plant needs.
Whoa, seriously?
Yeah. Or using sensors to pinpoint the perfect time to harvest. No more guessing games.
That's wild. But the article makes it clear that just having the technology isn't a magic bullet, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Having a shiny new tractor doesn't make you a master farmer. It's like giving someone a smartphone without teaching them how to use it.
Right.
The technology is only as good as the farmer wielding it. You need the know-how to leverage it effectively. But when used right, it can be transformative. Increased efficiency, less waste. Ultimately, producing more food with less.
Which leads us to a pretty major challenge the article highlights. Climate change. And this isn't some distant threat. This is impacting what farmers can grow right now.
Yeah, and it's not just about the environment either, right? It's about people. The FAO predicts climate change could push millions more people into poverty by 2030, with farmers being hit the hardest.
Wow.
Imagine your livelihood depending on predictable weather, and then suddenly droughts and floods are the norm. It's devastating.
That's heartbreaking. But the article does mention some glimmers of hope, like drought-resistant crops.
Right. It's like a beacon of light. It shows what's possible when we invest in innovation, you know. Take those drought-resistant wheat varieties. They're already making a difference in arid regions, literally helping to put food on the table for millions.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, so we've got technology stepping up to the plate and farmers adapting to a changing climate. But then the article shifts gears to this whole regenerative revolution. And this is where I really sat up and listened.
It's a fascinating concept. And what's really cool about it is it's driven by both necessity and this growing consumer awareness. People are demanding food that's not just good for them, but good for the planet too.
So it's like beyond organic now. What even is regenerative agriculture? I feel like I should know this, but.
Yeah, no worries. It's a whole different way of thinking about farming. It's not just about sustaining, it's about healing. Mm-hmm. Imagine farming in a way that not only produces food, but actually improves the health of the soil, reduces carbon emissions, even supports biodiversity. It's pretty amazing.
That does sound amazing. But is it really doable on a large scale? Like, can we feed the world this way?
Well, it's already happening, which is super encouraging. I mean, the article even mentions that companies like Nestle, Walmart, they're investing heavily in regenerative practices.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize.
Yeah. And we're not just talking about trendy niche products here. This is about transforming mainstream food production.
So real change.
Potentially, yeah.
It's exciting stuff. But it's not just these big companies, right? The article also talks about how much power everyday consumers actually have in this whole regenerative revolution thing. They call it foodie power, yeah.
Exactly. And it's so true. Consumers are way more aware of their food choices than they used to be.
Yeah, for sure.
They want to know where their food comes from, how it's grown, did it, harm the environment?
Totally.
It's about more than just reading labels now, right? People are putting their money where their mouths are. They'll actually support businesses that share their values.
Like a chain reaction almost. Consumers demand transparency, so businesses have to respond, and boom, suddenly the whole industry's changing.
Exactly. It's pretty cool to see, actually. And this consumer demand, it's even pushing those new technologies. Remember we were talking about blockchain earlier?
Yeah.
Well, now they're using it to track food from farm to fork.
Wait, blockchain for my groceries. Okay, now I need to hear more about this.
Right. It's pretty wild. It's like giving your food a digital fingerprint. Consumers can actually see where their food comes from. They can be sure that, those organic and fair trade claims are legit.
That's amazing. So it's like technology is playing both sides, right? It's optimizing how we grow the food and giving us the power to choose what we buy.
Exactly. It's a pretty powerful combination. And speaking of powerful systems, that next point the article makes about geopolitics, it like really highlights how fragile the global food system can be.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We forget sometimes that food isn't just about eating. It's totally tied into global stability.
Totally. And the article talks about how those trade wars and like resource scarcity, it can really impact like food security, especially in more vulnerable parts of the world.
Exactly. Think about a country that, say, imports most of its wheat. Mm-hmm. Suddenly there's a trade dispute or like a climate disaster and boom, instant food shortage.
It really makes you realize just how interconnected everything is.
Yeah.
And the article specifically mentions sub-Saharan Africa as like a region that's super vulnerable to those kinds of shocks to the system.
Yeah. And this is why building more resilient food systems locally is so important.
Totally.
The more we can diversify food production and, you know, rely less on those really long, fragile supply chains, the better.
Makes sense.
Because right now it's a lot of eggs in one basket.
Okay. So we've covered what? Technological innovation, climate change, regenerative farming, the power of consumers, and now the geopolitical side of food. That's a lot.
It is a lot, but it's also like incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
We're at this really unique moment in time where we have the chance to build a better food system, and it's literally happening on all fronts at the same time.
It really feels like we're on the edge of like a total paradigm shift.
Totally.
Like we're moving away from just producing more food and into this new world of producing it better.
Absolutely.
More sustainably, more ethically,
mm-hmm.
more equitably. It can't just be about feeding more mouths, right? We have to nourish the planet at the same time.
Yeah, and that's what makes this whole conversation so important. The article lays out all these forces shaping the future, right? But then it hits you with this question, like, what's your role in all this? Such a good question, because it's easy to get overwhelmed, you know, like these are global issues. What can I really do? But then you realize we're not actually powerless at all.
Exactly.
It starts with like being aware of what's going on.
Totally. Like, do you know where your food comes from? Have you thought about the challenges those farmers are dealing with?
And honestly, all this tech stuff is cool and everything. But what really stuck with me is how much power we have as consumers. Like, if enough people start demanding sustainably produced food, the market has to listen.
Like no choice, right.
Exactly. Supporting companies that are actually doing regenerative agriculture, going to farmers markets, even just wasting less food, it all makes a difference.
It totally does.
It's like they say, vote with your fork, right? 3 times a day.
Love that. We have so much more power than we realize. But sometimes it's hard to know where to even begin, you know? Like if someone's listening to us feeling all fired up, but maybe a little lost, where do they even start?
Oh, that's easy. Next time you're at the grocery store, just like stop for a minute. Really look at your labels.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Where was that food grown? What does that company actually care about? You'd be surprised how much of a difference those small, mindful choices make.
That's such a good reminder. It's not about like overhauling your whole life overnight, just those small steps, making informed choices. It all adds up.
It really does. And honestly, that's what gives me hope. Like this future of food, it's not set in stone. It's still being written.
Ooh, I like that.
We can all be part of writing a better story, one that's more delicious and sustainable.
Well said. That's a perfect place to wrap up, I think. This has been a wild ride. We've covered everything from AI on the farm to the power of our plates.
It's been fun.
It really has. And hey, who knows? Maybe one of our listeners will be leading the charge in this food revolution.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Thanks again for joining us on this deep dive into the future of food. Until next time, happy eating, everyone.